This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
But speaking of EPF also, they are apparently making it easier for you to invest your retirement savings in unit trusts through their online platform. Now, EPF members can now invest in unit trust funds offered by EPF-approved fund management institutions via the iInvest online platform within their iAccount portal.
That's right. So there are two major things here that EPF has done. Of course, one is that they've made it a lot cheaper. It used to be a cap of 3% sales fee when you buy unit trust out of your EPF account. Now is between 0 and 0.5%. So that's a drastic price cut. And the other one, of course, is they are making the user experience very nice, right? Mm. You don't have to sign reams of paper. You don't have to see anybody. And whenever you think about it, if you comply with the rules, you can just go online and make that investment.
So the mechanism of this is right. So the members may transfer from their EPF account one up to 30% of the amount in excess of basic savings to be invested in the qualified funds. So like what you say, Julian, is just so they no longer, they just interact directly with the EPF interface, right, to buy the unit trust.
Yep.
And the other plus point, of course, is the fees have come down tremendously from 3% to 0 to 0.5%.
And the EPF have also said that they are enforcing strict guidelines for FMIs in order to safeguard members' interests. They've approved just shy of 390 funds from various investment categories under their EPF members' investment scheme in 2019 and 2020. But at the end of the day, so do you think that this will actually help more people to invest in unit trust? I guess this is the EPF's attempt to encourage people to actually make use of their savings in the account, right? Rather than just waiting for the time to come for them to redeem.
I'm not sure if EPF is actually by this move making encouraging people to invest in unit trust. They're just making it cheaper because you know every year there's about 10 billion ringgit. As of last year, 10 billion ringgit was withdrawn from the EPF accounts to buy into unit trust, and this is only second to the 15 billion ringgit that was withdrawn at age 55 for retirement. EPF is making it cheaper. But when you say that there are 389 funds, what do you buy, right? That choice, you're spoiled for choice, but it is also making it very hard for you to make a decision as to what unit trust exactly to buy. You shouldn't buy into a unit trust that invests like EPF because EPF invested in much cheaper, I think only 30 basis point, 0.3%. But when you buy into a unit trust, you still have to pay the annual management fee. For equities, it's anywhere between 1.5% to 2% per annum.
Yeah, I think you need to firstly start with your own risk profiling. Let's assume you want to buy unit trust in the first place. You should always do your own risk profiling and match that risk profiling with your expected returns, because certain things will come into consideration, like how old you are, how long you want to keep this product for, what is your intended returns. So I think before you make that decision, simple risk profiling is necessary. That will help you reduce the choice of the 389 unit trust, because otherwise, yes, there's a plethora of choice, and then you get just overwhelmed and confused.
Absolutely. And then of course, there's the risk that you just won't invest at all once you actually get that confused. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.